We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a special presentation of the Munganass St. Louis Honda and Mitsubishi Sports Open Line.
Welcome to Behind the Bench with Blues broadcaster John Kelly on your voice of the St. Louis Blues, KMOX.
Well, hi again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Behind the Bench with head coach Craig Berube. I'm John Kelly. And tonight's show, as usual, is sponsored by Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, your factory direct source for hardwood flooring since 1997 with showrooms in Manchester, Crestwood, and St. Peter's, or visit boardwalkhardwood.com. The Blues, of course, in the midst of a four-game homestand. Last night, a convincing 7-2 victory against Edmonton. Of course, they're off tonight, and tomorrow night they resume play against the Detroit Red Wings. Right now, the Blues sit with 84 points in third place in the Central, 5 points behind second place Nashville, 2 points ahead of Dallas, which occupies the first wild card, and also 6 points ahead of the Arizona Coyotes, who are in the second wild card spot. Coach, for the second week in a row, your club goes 2-1-1 in four games, so 5 points out of eight. Yet, I don't know if you feel this way or not, but maybe you left some points on the table against clubs that obviously were below you in the standings, but a pretty good week overall.
Yeah, pretty good week, but when you go in, you know, the Arizona game and the Ottawa game, certainly, you know, left a bad taste in our mouth coming out of them, out of those games with no points. I mean, you know, I thought we carried to play in both those games, but, you know, not enough urgency, in my opinion, to score goals.
Coach, obviously now with 9 games to play, it's getting to be crunch time. The Blues are in good shape, although they haven't qualified for a playoff spot as of yet. Do you sense the urgency from your hockey club in practice, in meetings, in games, that now it's really business time for this team?
Yeah, I think so. I think that they're dialed in pretty good here. But, you know, again, we look at those teams that are below us in the standings, and sometimes we don't come up with enough urgency in those games, you know. We definitely have to. Like, we're in a good spot, but we got to keep pushing hard.
Is that just human nature for teams to do that at times?
It is human nature for teams to do that at times. And, you know, there's some teams that can do that and get away with it. And but we're not one of them. we got to perform here. Like, you know, even against teams that are obviously below us in the standings. And we need effort from everybody.
Coach, after getting blanked in Ottawa, your club has now scored 15 goals in the last 3 games, including 7 last night. So do you feel the confidence building in the offensive end?
Well, when we do things right offensively, and it's, you know, being in good position to score goals and having a net front presence and things like that, we do score goals. It's when we get away from that, then we don't score.
Obviously, as we said, 9 games to go. Aside from the obvious, winning every game and getting in the playoffs, what would you like to see from your perspective here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, you know, certainly at home here, just, you know, keep improving our home record and keep improving how we play at home. I thought it was a good start with Edmonton last night. I really liked our first period in that game. Just that urgency and that direct North hockey that we want to play. We get away from that at home at times, and I want to see that every game.
All right, how is the health of the players? Obviously, last night Sundquist got hurt late in the game. Gunnarsson, Blais, and Edmondson all out with injuries. Any updates on those four?
Edmondson has come along pretty good. He skated the last couple days, so I think he's getting close to being a player. Gunnarsson's improving. He's feeling better too, but I'm not sure how long he will be yet. And I'd say Sam Blais is still a week or two away.
So that's some good news. Obviously, you want to get as healthy as you can down the stretch. Craig Berube, let's talk about last week. The week began for your hockey club last Thursday in Ottawa, 2-0 loss despite outshooting the Senators 35-21. Is it a case where you didn't do enough offensively, or do you have to give the goaltender Anders Nielsen props for what he did pitching that shutout?
Well, both, but you know, he made some really good saves. We had some really good chances in that game offensively. But again, we didn't do the little things. Like, we weren't at the net enough. We didn't take his eyes away enough. And we didn't get second and third opportunities around the net. And that's, you know, that's a big part of scoring. He stopped the first shot, and was then we were done.
It seemed like his confidence was building from the first period on. Do you think goalies get in that kind of role and groove and feel like they're unbeatable?
Well, yeah, because we're not making them uncomfortable. You know, you got to get to the net to make these goalies feel uncomfortable, and they got to know that it's going to be a hard night that way, that we're going to be at the net all night. And that bothers goalies, and we didn't bother that goalie. He saw everything, and he made the save.
Coach, obviously no Tarasenko on the road trip. You put Robert Thomas up on the right wing with Shannon O'Reilly. How did you like the rookie up on that right wing on that line?
It was fine. I thought he had a good game. He had some really good looks in that game, and I thought that he did a lot of good things. You know, I switched it up because we weren't scoring, so I wanted to just change, you know, the mindset of our team a little bit. But he looked fine up there.
All right, after the game in Ottawa, the Blues moved on to Pittsburgh for a matinee Saturday, a 5-1 victory. Is it fair to say that your club came into that game with a bit of an anger after the loss in Ottawa?
Yeah, I think so. Well, even the loss to Arizona here at home, too. So we've lost two in a row, and would have been three in a row, and we need to stop that immediately. And we had, you know, a couple meetings, and guys were ready to go in Pittsburgh. You know, you always have to be ready to play that team, obviously, with the talent they have, and our guys were ready and did a good job.
Was that one of your better efforts of the year?
Yeah, I think so. When you go into that building and play that team, you need to have a real good effort all around. You know, special teams everywhere, because they just come with pressure all the time, and they try to put you in tough spots. And I thought all around our game was really good. I thought our goaltender was really good, and special teams obviously were really good.
And your defense jumped in again. Vince Dunn had two goals, number 10 and 11. Bouwmeester, a late goal. I'm not sure if you're aware, but with Dunn getting 10 goals now 11, it's the first time in Blues history that they have had three defensemen score 10 goals or more. That's quite an accomplishment, Chief.
Yeah, I was aware of that for sure. It is. Them guys have done a great job. Mike Van Ryan does a great job with our defense. And you know, they get up in the play, and that's what we want. We want them involved in the play, and they're doing a real good job. And we want them shooting pucks all the time. They do that, and they go in.
What was the key stopping Crosby and Malkin? It's not easy to stop that two-headed monster.
Yeah, I thought, you know, we used two lines and, you know, pairs of D against them. I thought they did a real good job out there against those guys when they were out there. Just having the right mindset, checking, doing a good job when they have the puck and getting it back, and then, you know, keeping the puck. We talk about, you know, playing good defense against these top-end players is keeping the puck in the offensive zone and hanging on to it down there and making those guys work. They hate playing in there, and it takes away from their game.
Coach, we mentioned Bouwmeester had a goal in Pittsburgh and is playing perhaps his best hockey as a St. Louis Blue. And, of course, coming off hip surgery last spring, struggled out of the gate this year. How confident were you that he could find his game again?
Well, no, like, what, that surgery is tough, and I've talked about it numerous times that I've seen players go a whole year and not get it back right away. It takes time, but he's a hard-working guy, and, you know, I noticed, you know, all the extra stuff he was doing in the gym and off the ice and things like that to get that hip back and get prepared. And when you got a good pro like that, you know that it's going to come around for him sooner or later. And you know, I think obviously it came around a lot sooner.
And his partner Parayko is having a great year, and you've used those guys together now for really close to 3 months. We were talking on the broadcast last night. Are there many better pairs right now as far as shutting teams down than the Parayko-Bouwmeester combo?
They're pretty good. I mean, they're two big guys that skate really well and have, you know, great sticks and are both defensively aware, I'd say, a good way of putting it. But you know, they've been solid for us since they've been together. They're been a great shutdown pair, and they're also producing on the offensive side of things with Pringle's got 10 and Bo's got 3, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, very good. All right, the Blues wrapped up the road trip Sunday in Buffalo, a 4-3 shootout loss. Maroon, Perron, and Shen with the goals. Shen, the game-tying goal at 8:41. Obviously, coach, you want to win every game, but going into the third, you're down by a goal, and you get a point. So I guess, you know, glass half full, half empty. Maybe glass half full that game.
Yeah, I'd say I'd look at it that way. I didn't think our game was very good. Execution-wise, was terrible in that game, but guys grinded it out and got a point out of it, which is key. And, you know, we got a good attitude. We never quit. We never say die around here now. And that's really important because you're not going to be solid all the time. It's hard. And you're going to have games where it just doesn't go your way and things aren't going right. But if you keep working and digging, and, you know, which we did, and we tied it up and hung on and got a point.
You mentioned the execution was not very good. They scored a couple of goals off odd man rushes, which your team does not allow too many of on a nightly basis. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, that's part of the execution on the defensive side of things, but offensively what we did with the puck wasn't very good, and just mishandling a lot of pucks and things like that. So, you know, I don't know, you know, why that happens sometimes, but it does. And, you know, but you still, like I said, we stayed with it and grinded it out and ended up getting a point.
Yeah, and a very good road trip, 3 points out of 6. We'll talk about last night's convincing win over Edmonton and much more coming up next on Behind the Bench.
Welcome back to Behind the Bench with John Kelly on your voice of the St. Louis Blues, KMOX.
And welcome back to Behind the Bench with head coach Craig Berube. I'm John Kelly. Again, the Blues, a 7-2 victory last night over Edmonton, as Jaden Schwartz gets the hat trick, David Perron a couple of goals, Petrangelo and Maroon with goals. And, coach, that was quite a response to kick off a four-game homestand. We talked in the last segment that, you know, one of the things that you guys want to establish here in the last nine is home ice dominance, and I guess that's a good way to do it last night.
Yeah, it was a good start to the game. I thought our first period was excellent. You know, just our mindset of, you know, playing our game and getting on them and dumping pucks in and forechecking and just making it a hard game right away and letting the other team know it's going to be a tough night. And we did a good job there.
Was that the focus in the morning meetings, is to take care of business and not let these teams below you in the standings take the game to you?
Exactly. That can happen at home, and especially with teams that are below us in the standings. We got to initiate everything. We got to be the team that goes out and you know, sets a tone for the game. And we did that against Edmonton, and we got to continue to do that going forward.
Coach, how nice is it to see Schwartz get hot? Hopefully he's hot the rest of the way. And now Maroon has scored goals in 3 straight. It certainly gives your club a lot more balance. How important is that?
Well, it's really important. I mean, you know, we rely on, you know, O'Reilly and Tarasenko and Shen so much, and it's great having David Perron back too. That helps a lot in the offensive side of things, and him and Schwartz together look good. Obviously, last night, scoring 5 goals between the two of them. So that's obviously a bonus. And Patty Maroon, that Bozak line with Maroon and the Thomas, they've been good for some time. You know, we split them up off and on, moving guys around at times, but every time we put them back together, they seem to produce.
Coach, it seemed like there was a lot of animosity last night, especially between the whistles. Edmonton was a desperate team. Did that surprise you at all?
Not really. I think that they're obviously not very happy with what's going on, and you know, that's what kind of goes on sometimes in this game. You know, guys let frustrations get to them and things happen. It's you know, it's unfortunate, but that's the way it goes.
Obviously a big fight in the game as well, Maroon and Zach Kassian. Now, it happened when the Blues were ahead 4-0. I know you had your share of scraps, but as a coach, do you want your guys fighting when you're up 4-0?
No, like, and they know that, but it's tough. Patty, you know, the guys all over him chasing him around the ice. I thought we were back in the 80s playing. But, you know, it's tough for Patty to just skate away from that, and it's not easy to do. So I respect that with Patty. Like, that's tough. So I just like a better response from our team after that, and I didn't think we had a very good response to what happened.
I understand after the game, Maroon admitted that he had dinner with Cassian the night before. For the average fan, coach, how do you have dinner with a guy one night and fight him the next night?
Well, it happens. I mean, it's happened to me too. I remember I got traded from Washington to Philly, and the first game we played Washington, Brendan Witt come right over to me and wanted to fight me. We were best buddies from Wash. So we went toe-to-toe and then laughed about it and went to the penalty box. So, I don't know. Just crazy hockey players.
Yeah, I guess. All right, it might have been Ken Hitchcock's last game as a head coach in St. Louis. He has not announced his retirement, so we don't want to assume anything here. But looking across the bench, what were your feelings last night coaching against Hitch, maybe for the last time?
Yeah, it's there's a legend that's, been in the game a long, long time. I've known him since I was a kid, obviously, playing for him. But, he's had a great career, Hitch, and he's helped so many guys along the way. Not only hockey players, but coaches, and he's really, loves to help and talk about hockey. His whole world is hockey, and it's tough. Like when he's up to getting older and has been around a long time, so it's tough to step away from the game.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, the Blues continue their homestand tomorrow night against the Detroit Red Wings. The Red Wings probably won't make the playoffs. They beat you 4-3 back in late November, a game that you guys were behind, came back, and then Bertuzzi scored the winner with about 6 minutes to go. But, looking at that hockey club play, they have a lot of speed, a dangerous club.
Very dangerous. A lot of young guys with real good speed. And, when you're playing a team like that that has really nothing to lose right now, they're dangerous. And you got all those young kids, looking to perform for next year, and there's guys trying to fight for jobs for next year. So it's important that we really focus in on this game and make sure we're ready to go.
Coach, I know you never played for the Blues and obviously are sort of new to the organization, but I'm sure you're aware that the Blues-Red Wings rivalry was one of the very best for many years, and now they're in the East. Does that mean that it's not as good, or is it still deep down a good rivalry?
No, and I am aware of that rivalry. I watch a lot of hockey over the years, and I was very aware of it. But no, I don't believe that is there anymore, just because they've moved on to the East and you just don't have that same mentality. Our rivals now are in our division.
All right, Coach, after tomorrow night's game, the Blues remain at home. Saturday night, taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Obviously, right now, record-wise, the best team in hockey. They have 116 points. They've clinched the President's Trophy. You won in Tampa Bay in early February, 1-0 in overtime on a goal by Shen. But obviously, it's a great challenge to face a club right now that is clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, definitely is. They're a very good team all around. They have everything. They have no weaknesses in their team. So that game up there in Tampa was a hard game. I thought we played extremely well. And you have to if you want to beat that team. There's no other way. They're that good.
Yeah, no weaknesses at all. Obviously, Kucherov is having a dynamic season. Braden Point, 87 points. Is it tough for a team like that, and I'm sure you've been on clubs, Coach, that have, clinched first place or maybe clinched a President's Trophy, for them now, with 9 games to go, they have absolutely nothing to play for. How hard is it for that team to remain focused?
Yeah, it can be tough at times. They're going to go probably some games where, it's not quite there and the focus isn't there, but they're talented enough that they can get through them games and win.
All right, after that game, the Blues wrap up their homestand Monday against Vegas. You are 2-0 so far this year against the Golden Knights, but they made a big trade at the deadline, getting Mark Stone from Ottawa. I believe they've only lost 1 game since that deal. So what does Mark Stone do to that team? I saw the other night he was playing with Stastny and Pacioretty, giving them a really good second line, if you want to call it. But what does Stone do for that hockey club?
Yeah, well, it gives them that second line they're looking for in the scoring side of things. That's a good line, Pacioretty, Stastny, and Stone. So they got a real good 1-2 punch now coming at you offensively, and they're a good team. We beat them twice this year. They're a little bit banged up the times we played them. Some guys missing. It's going to be a different team now, them coming in here. They got a lot of confidence. It starts with their goalie. He's like the leader on that team. He he brings out the best in those guys. He's an aggressive guy and a fun guy. They love him. So it starts with him. He's a very good goalie and gives them a lot of confidence in their game.
Yeah, watching them play, they seem to score a lot of goals off the rush. Is that fair to say that they're one of the best rush teams in the league?
Well, they're one of them. Yeah, for sure. They make a lot of plays off the rush. And, you know, they counter off a lot of saves that Fleury makes, and they go the other way right away is what they do a lot of times.
How remarkable is it that this team went to the final last year, lost in five to Washington, and they'll make the playoffs again this year in year two?
Well, when you get a goalie like Fleury in the expansion draft, that gives you an opportunity. That's the best way I can put it. They've done a great job there from the GM down. The coaching staff does a great job there. And they obviously have some real good players that they picked up in the expansion draft. But the key for me is Fleury, getting him in net. And obviously George McPhee's made some really good trades.
Yeah, obviously. Very good hockey club. All right, Coach, thank you very much for this. Good luck tomorrow night against Detroit. Enjoy the week.
Thank you, JK.
All right, that's the head coach, Craig Berube. I'm John Kelly. That's another edition of Behind the Bench. Have a great night, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.